Fine. This above board. This legal. Hallelujah. Awesome. Okie dokie, kom ons kyk na die woord van die Here saam vir oggend. As jy 'n Bybel by jou het of 'n selfoon of een van 'n elektroniese toestelletjie, gaan saam met my na die boek van Johannes, die 8ste hoofstuk en vers 36. Okay. If you there say amen. If you not say please wait. It's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, John. Eventually gaan jy by John uitkom. John 8 en vers. Het iemand is kort iemand 'n bril? Is iemand missing 'n bril? Okay. Jy kan nie sien nie. Sean can't see if he's missing a bril or not. Hallelujah. Okay. John 8:36. Let's get into this morning. The NLT says, so if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. This morning we're going to spend a few minutes talking about freedom. Father, we thank you that we have your word at our disposal this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you make it alive, that which you read on pages, that you bring its life that it brings because it's living and active and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Thank you that you bring it to our lives. Thank you that all of your word is inspired by you and it is profitable for proof and correction, Lord God, to teach us and convince us of what is wrong in our lives and helps us to conform to your plans and purposes for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Freedom. Freedom. Have you ever heard people say, I am free to do whatever I want? Maybe you've even said that. Well, some of that's true and some of that's not so true. Because nobody is ever free from the consequences of their actions. Nobody is ever free from the consequences of their actions. Science and spirituality has proved that to us. Isaac Newton's law of relativity. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the Bible also goes on to say, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will reap. Galatians 6 and verse 7. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. En die wêreld daarby te sê, wat word van die wiel? Wat gebeur met die wiel? Die wiel doen wat? Die wiel draai. That means this. You can never be free from the consequences of your actions. So if we have great freedom, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. With great freedom comes great responsibility. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. With great freedom comes great responsibility. Yes, we are free. You were free and exercised your free will to come to church here this morning. But look at even the birds in the sky that fly. They're flying freely, but they're subject to the forces of the wind. They're subject to the law of gravity. They're subject to thunderstorms. They're subject to people wanting to shoot them out of the sky. They are subject to certain things, as free as they are. So within that freedom, there's certain restrictions. And that's what we need to understand as the children of God. We are free. And that's one of the mysteries of the gospel and the gospel of grace and the good news of what Jesus Christ has come to do for us. People say, oh, so you're part of CMA, so you choose, you can't do this and you can't do that. No. We choose not to do this and we choose not to do that. I'm not going to mention what that is. But you choose not to. So the gospel actually allows us to do anything. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12 says, I can do anything I want to. But Paul says, I can do anything I want to, but not everything is for my benefit. And that's what we can understand. While you're free to make choices, you will always be subject to the consequences of your decisions. And the beauty of being free, I'm free in Christ. Under the, you see, guys, when we live, we can't have some grace and part of the law. Part of the law and some grace. It's either all grace or all law. Because if you're guilty of, if you contravene one aspect of the law, you're guilty of the whole law. And if you experience grace, Grace sets you free from the law of sin and death. So then, hoe is dit van toepassing op 'n praktiese manier in my daaglikse lewe? Hierdie ding van, I'm free. Yes, you are free. But with much freedom comes great responsibility. Jesus said, Luke 12 and verse 48, he says, when someone has been given much, much will be required in return. We've been given much, people. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. You might be sitting here this morning thinking, well, what have I been trusted with? We know that the devil is powerful, but God is all powerful. Amen. There's something in this world that not even God will come against. Not even the power of the Holy Spirit will come against. Jesus will do nothing against it. And you know what that is? The free will of individuals. God will not come against anybody's free will. He will never make you do anything you don't want to. Die ou word vorige keer by die verkeersbeampte wat vir hom 'n performance award wil uitskryf. And they say, officer, the voices made me do it. No, the voices didn't make you do it. You chose to do it. You chose to do it. And it's like that with the freedom of our will. We choose to do certain things. Nobody can force you to do anything. How many times, hoeveel keer sê ons dat I'm guilty? Ach, you know what? You make me so mad. You didn't make me do anything. I choose and chose to respond in a certain way to what you did. I choose what I do with my emotions. You make me angry. No, you don't make me angry. Hierdie ou, hy kom klaar by die dominee, sê hierdie dominee, hierdie vrou hoor. She just forces me to drink. Hy sê, "Wat, waarvan praat jy, broer? Ek ken jou man. Jy's hierdie blok van 'n man en jou vrou is hierdie klein, tinderige dingetjie. Sy's so klein." Sê, "Dominee, ek sê vir jou, my vrou forceer my om te drink." Hy sê, "Dis onmoontlik. Dit kan nie wees nie." Hy sê, "Dominee, ek sê jou." Hy sê, "Okay, kom ek sê jou wat. Ek gaan 'n draai gemaak by jou vrou, ek gaan haar besoek en ek gaan sien wat die issue is." En die dominee gaan sien toe vir die ouse vrou. Dan kom hy terug vir hierdie ou. Hy sê, "Dominee, nou wat nou? Glo jy my nou dat my vrou forceer my om te drink?" En die dominee sê vir die ou, "Oud, gooi my 'n dop." But it's not like that. Your spouse can't make you angry. You choose to get angry. The tough, difficult times we're living in South Africa don't make us depressed. We choose to let it get under our skin. With much freedom comes much responsibility. Jesus says that. And yeah, and people have offered us, you know, if there's this thing called predeterminism, and it means that God has already determined everything that's going to happen anyway, so why must we even try and live a certain way? Well, the very fact that a person can ask that question cancels predeterminism out altogether anyway. Because God is an agent of his own free will, and he's made us in his image to exercise our own free will. The fact that you can ask a question of God and question something that happens in your life shows that you're an agent of your own free will and God has made you like that. Now here's the deal. He's given us the freedom to exercise our own will, even the freedom to choose to love him or not, the freedom to choose to believe him or not. Folks, that is a huge, huge responsibility. The choices we make here in this life determine where we spend eternity. Wow. What an awesome responsibility. How many of you, now that you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s? There's a couple. Think back. Today, you're living with the consequences, and maybe they're not all bad. Jy leef saam met die konsekwensies van keuses wat jy gemaak het 'n paar dekades gelede. Is dit nie so nie, oom? Dit is so nie. You're living with the consequences of decisions that you've made. It's like that. Freedom we have, yes, but we can never escape the consequences of our actions. The rabbis and the rabbinical teachers believed this, that, and I agree with him. It's like that. The decisions that you make don't just affect you and your immediate family and your household and your loved ones. It has an impact on everything that is created in the entire universe. Why do they say that? Well, we all matter. Ons is gemaak uit materie. Is it the regte woord? Nee, this materie is matter. We all made out of matter. The universe, everything, it's all made out of matter. A liquid, a solid, or a gas. One of those categories or a combination of them. And the decisions that you make affect the entire universe. That's how significant the decisions are that you make. So we can't just say, I'm free to do whatever I want. Yes, but there's consequences for our actions as well. And in one of the ways in which God has expressed love is giving us our own free choice and our own will to be able to choose. So many times I thought, Lord, if you could just make me so that I cannot choose wrong, that I cannot choose to live apart from you, that I cannot choose to sin, but that I always choose to love and obey you. Sou dit nie makliker gewees het as hy ons so gemaak het? But then that's not love. Love involves a choice. You choose to love somebody. And that's the weight of our responsibility. We have huge, huge freedom with huge, huge responsibility. An expression of God's love is that He's given us freedom of choice, even the choice to love Him or not. And today, God has given us the ability to choose life over death, to choose blessing over cursing, to choose light over darkness. You can stand on the side of a road and wait for the traffic to come past and wait till it's safe to cross. Or you can step out in front of the Mack truck that's coming down at 120 kilometers an hour and you'll be road pizza. It is as simple as that. You can choose life or you can choose death. How many of you, it's called multiple choice or monkey puzzles. Choose one of the following answers, which one is correct. God gives us a monkey puzzle. He gives us multiple choice. And sometimes if the multiple choice is structured correctly, hulle sal nie vir jou die regte antwoord gee nie. But God, in His mercy and His grace, He's given us multiple choice. And He tells us which answer to choose. So that it is so easy. Ons kan nie anders dan nie as om die regte keuse te maak. I'm going to show it to you from the scripture. He's given us the ability and the freedom to choose life. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19 says this. And God does things in incredible ways. He says, today, I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Why does He call witnesses? So that one day when God judges, God will be proved and found to be fair and just and righteous and loving. There's witnesses. Hey, all of creation. Hier is my mainstorm. Hier is die skepping van my hande. Ek sit voor hulle vandag 'n keuse. Life or death. Blessing or cursing. Goodness or trouble or whatever. I place that choice before them. These, yeah, you are witnesses. And these have a choice to choose today. I call heaven and earth as witness to the choice you make. And then he goes and he gives us the answer. I give you the choice that you should make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. There's the answer. Heaven and hell, darkness, light, life and death, choose life so that you and your descendants might live. He gives us the answer. God knows the consequences of the decisions that we make. Don't let us be fooled into blaming God for our wrong decisions. Sometimes we, ons voeter voort, ons doen goed op ons eie, and then we say, God, would you bless what I'm doing? I don't know. Shouldn't we rather be getting involved with what God is already blessing? Sometimes ons werk onsself in so 'n moeilike situasie en dan vra die Here dan, "Waar is die Here nou in hierdie situasie?" Okay, maar wie het jou in daai situasie geplaas? Die Here? Nee, jouself. But thank God he's a merciful, gracious God that he will get us out of that pawpaw sometimes, isn't it so? But sometimes God has to let us experience the consequences of our actions, so that ons daardeur kan leer. Let's not let the devil fool us into believing God is responsible for our mistakes. In Proverbs 19 and verse 3, it says, "People ruin their lives by their own foolishness, and then are angry at the Lord." Hoe durf ons dit doen? People ruin their lives by their own foolishness, and then they are angry at the Lord. They live flat out for the devil. They live, you see guys, in the scripture, there's no demilitarized zone. There's no gray area. There's no like, okay, you're not bad enough to go to hell, but you're also not good enough to go to heaven. So you can just like be a draadsitter, iverste daar in between. It's not like that with God. It's either reg of weg. So people live their lives flat out for the devil. They serve him regardless of God. They want nothing to do with the Lord. And then ewe skielik, die duivel kom met sy vinger en dan smokkel hy bietjie in sy lewe. And then what do? They say, "Why does God allow this?" Really? You've allowed the enemy right of access to your life because of compromise and deliberate, willful, repetitive, continuous sin in your life. You've allowed it. And the devil comes and gets you. And then you look, "But God." Ons kan dit nie doen nie. Ons kan dit nie doen nie. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness. There's a child somewhere that agrees with me. Saying amen. People ruin their Piet, dis jou klein kind hoor. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. We can't blame God for the consequences of our poor decisions. We can't. He gives us an opportunity to learn and to discover wisdom, to see his patterns and his ways and his life. But ladies and gentlemen, know this morning. The Bible was never made to restrict us and to bind us up and to trap us. The Bible was never made to limit us. The Bible was written to give us freedom, to give us liberty, to help us see that there's this God who loves us. But because he knows everything, he knows already. As jy hierdie pad vat, so 'n moeilikheid op die einde daar. You go up, how many of you know the concept of a blind rise? You can't like pin it up a blind rise. Who knows if there's death waiting for you on the other side. You've got to cautiously come up just that you can get to the top of, then you can oopmaak. Ketels gee, you can draai die vark se oor. But you can't do that up a blind rise. God knows what's on the other side of a blind rise, my brother, my sister. That's why he says to you, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today. Choose life. Choose life." And Jesus makes it so easy. He comes along and he says, there are many, many ways. People say, "Oh, well, as long as you serve some kind of God, you know, it's the same God." No, it's not the same God. My God is not a God made by man's hands. My God is not some statue that drinks milk. That's not my God. My God is the one who made heaven and earth. He's the great I am, He's the one who sent Jesus Christ, his Son, to pay for our sins. That's the God. He's just and he's fair. He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on a cross. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. That's the God that we serve. And this is the God that teaches you. These are the consequences. Therefore, it's because of that that Jesus can say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me, by my way, because I'm the truth and the life. I'm the author and finisher of life. I'm the maker of heaven and earth, the first and the last, the great I am, the beginning and the end." That is why those are his titles amongst others, because he knows. And this God saw fit to give us freedom to choose. freedom to choose. It's like that when it comes to anything in life. Let's take something as simple as eating. As simple as eating. We can choose to eat stuff that's going to make us sick or make us look like we don't want to look. Especially now at Christmas time. Ons eet onself raak, hoor. You're like, people like blame the food. You say, oh, it's just like saying, oh, it's the spoon's fault that I'm in this condition. It's not the spoon's fault. You exercised your free will. And we feed our pie holes. Is it not so, Charles? We choose that. Mensa, as faithful as we are not immune to the laws of nature. It's our bodies are like computers. If you put junk in, junk is going to come out. How do you expect your body to live if you feed it death? As simple as eating. What about choices that affect our souls? Our souls. Our spirits. What about those decisions that we make? You are free. Yes, but there's consequences. And Jesus said there, the scripture says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes, you are free. But what have we been given this freedom for? If we have freedom, there's huge responsibility for that freedom as well. What have we been set free for? Well, that's interesting. We cannot blame God for the consequences of our poor decisions. Now, here's the deal. The Bible teaches. We said this a couple of weeks ago, and we discussed it as we're doing the annual planning for 2020 for next year. We're doing it this weekend. If there's a minister who gets up and says that everything is going to be okay and hunky-dory in South Africa, hy lieg. Because the majority of South Africa, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully, has turned its back on God. God will not bless this nation. He's not going to bless us. The majority of this nation has turned its back on God. If it's not ancestral worship or forefathers, it's making an idolatry, and they've made it so clear again this weekend, an idolatry of all sorts of things like sporting and other entertainment activities on a Sunday wanneer 'n familie kerk toe moet gaan. En ek praat nie van wat se spesifieke dag dit is nie, maar sit een dag dan uit vir 'n Sabbat, where you find your Sabbath in the Lord Jesus. The principle is you find your rest in Him, not the day that it's observed. And South Africa's not doing that. This country, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And God has told us this in His Word. We can experience. So, when people say, oh, South Africa, this is what's going to happen. You know what the Bible says about the world right now? The King James says, the whole world. Everybody say, whole world. Lies under the sway of the wicked one. The Bible says so. 1 John 5:19, the NLT says, and we know, but it starts off positive, hallelujah. We know that we are children of God. Yes. He's my daddy. He's my daddy I'm taking care of. We know that we are children of God and that the whole world around us is under the control of the evil one. But there's good news. What happened when the whole known world at that time was under the control of the evil one in Egypt, when the plagues broke out? Where were God's children? En wat se posisie het hulle hulle self in bevind? Now, it can be like that for us spiritually. I'm not saying necessarily in the physical. Because we, ladies and gentlemen, we, although we're not of this world, we are in this world. Hey, wanneer die reën val, ons word ook nat. Hallo, as ons hande in die oop vlam steek, ons gaan seer kry. Hallo, ons is nie like superhuman nie. Yes, dankie Nikki. Ons is nie superhuman nie. So, when the plagues in the spiritual realm are breaking out and affecting this nation, God's people can have a measure of protection spiritually and stand our ground. And as God's grace allows, we can experience supernatural provision where there is none. God is the God that can make rivers flow in the desert. Yes, but ladies and gentlemen, we need to come to understand that God is dealing with a nation as a whole. And we have a role to play as his children in this nation with the decisions that we make as well. So we know that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, is under the control of the evil one. But we are children of God. Romans 8 and verse 2, and because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. But here's the challenge. Because of the completed work of the cross and Jesus fulfilling His promise, sending the Holy Spirit that was foretold and prophesied would come, and He lives inside everybody who's born again. And for those who let Him, God will baptize you in His Spirit and fill you with His Spirit. While that is still true, as children of God, there are still consequences for our actions all the time. So we are His children. And we have a measure of God's protection, but there's consequences for our actions as well. Romans 8 and verse 2, and because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. And while we're still God's children, we are free from the power of sin, but not the presence of sin. You know, all you have to do to experience the presence of sin, sometimes you don't even have to leave your home. You created binnen die confines van jou muur. Why? Because you are you. Because you are you. Why do you have to pray and ask God to forgive you? Hoekom moet jy dit doen? Because you're a saint that sometimes sin. I don't encourage you to change your confession. Don't say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Because waar plaas jy yourself? Daar. Rather say, I'm a saint that sometimes sin. A saint is nie net 'n gelowige wat dood is nie, hoor. We're the saints of God. A saint is not just a believer that's now died. Saint is somebody that's sanctified, set apart for the things and the purposes of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, justified by His grace and His mercy. So, we are free from the consequences of sin, from the power of sin, but not the presence of sin. Sin is all around us. Sin is all around us. And as agents of our own free will, people that make choices, we have a choice. Awesome responsibility of how and where we're going to exercise this freedom. Some of the things that we are free to do is we are free to overcome anything. God equips us and enables us to overcome anything. We are free to overcome the onslaught of the devil. Romans 8, verse 35. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer... I think this is a question that people will ask. Weer eens in hierdie week het ons bespreek 'n geval waar met Gerard en Roos hulle, 'n geval waar 'n persoon se kind oorlede is. En die topic van God het dan opgekom en die persoon sê nee, ek glo nie in God nie, hy het my kind laat doodgaan. So the devil does something wrong and people blame God for the works of the devil. So it's asking this question in this passage of scripture. It says, does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? Does it mean He doesn't love us anymore? Or if we are persecuted? Or if we are hungry? Or destitute? Or if we're in danger? Or threatened with death? Does it mean that He no longer loves us? And as the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep. No. Despite all of these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loves us. Overwhelming victory is ours. So God gives us the ability to overcome these things. In verse 37, the New King James says that we are more than conquerors. Even though there's consequences of our actions and we experience the presence of sin on a daily basis in this nation, We are more than conquerors, and we are overcomers through Jesus Christ who loves us. The true beauty and wonder of the freedom of a child of God is this, is that we are free. The question we asked earlier is, okay, we got this freedom. What have we been made free to do? We've been made free to do God's will. The true beauty and wonder of the freedom of a child of God is this, is that we're free to do God's will. I'm going to close with this scripture, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. It's the Great Commission. Jesus says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. And then this word is used, therefore. So because of all this authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And in John 20 and verse 21, Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. This freedom that we've been given this freedom to do God's will. That's our freedom. So with the great responsibility that we have as free agents of our own free will is not just to do what we want. We have a responsibility to one day be able to stand before God and say, Lord, this is what I've done with my free will. Every time we're faced with a choice, remember this, we are never free from the consequences of our actions. So in summarizing, we want to say this, with great freedom comes great responsibility. What are we going to do with that freedom? What are we going to do with that, the freedom to choose? What do we do with our time, with our finances, with our bodies, with the resources that God has given us, with the relationships that God has given us, with the opportunities that God gives us to learn and to grow and to get to know the Word and to allow people to speak into our lives? What are we going to do with those opportunities? What are we going to do with this message that we have, the good news that Jesus Christ has come, that He's died, that He's paid the price for our sins, but also that He's coming again to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. Folks, that knowledge that we have, we're accountable for that which we know. We're accountable for that which we know. That knowledge, are we sharing it with others? That knowledge, are we applying it to our lives? When you get, you weet, jy lees 'n gedeelte in die Bybel oor en oor en oor en oor, en op 'n dag spring dit net uit vir jou, dis soos 'n wow. Daai openbaring wat jy kry, wat doen jy daarmee? Daai teksvers wat jy kry, daai meme wat jy kry via social media, WhatsApp, whatever, wat vir jou iets beteken, is net daai ietsie wat jy nodig gehad het vir daai dag. Wat doen jy daarmee? Bedink hierdie volgende gedagte. Hoeveel ander mense is in daai selfde posisie waarin jy was of is, waar hulle dit net so nodig gehad het, as wat jy dit nodig gehad het? So there's consequences for our actions. May God give us a renewed sense of that responsibility, that we're not just free to do our own thing. Because one day, at the end of the day, once all is said and done, we're going to bear the consequences of our actions. Somehow, somewhere along the line. Amen. I hope and trust that you received something out of this morning and realize the weight of the responsibility that we have as free people to freely choose. So today, as God has done, I place before you a choice. Choose life. Would you choose the abundant life that Jesus has given for you? If you've never gotten to a place in your life where you say, Lord, I choose to receive your plans and purposes for my life, your will for my life. Lord, let your will be done for my life. I want to give you an opportunity to do so this morning. Right there where you're seated.